Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is calling on House Republicans to get behind a $93.5 billion supplemental spending bill that would include $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Though that appears unlikely, Biden warning today opposing the measure will play into Putin's hands. Whereas NPR's Eric McDaniel reports some GOP lawmakers don't seem concerned.
A majority of Senate Republicans didn't back this bill. It was supposed to be bipartisan. It was something Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell obviously cared a lot about. But for the senators more closely aligned with GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's sort of anti-alliance America First wing of the party, this is just not the kind of foreign commitment that makes sense to them.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has also cast doubt on the future of the bill. It would have also contained aid for Israel and Taiwan. The House has voted along party lines to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and enforcing border policy. Mayorkas is the first cabinet member to be impeached since William Belknap, Secretary of War under President Ulysses S. Grant, in 1876. It's highly unlikely he'll be convicted in the Senate or removed from office, though. House's successful impeachment vote comes a week after another failed vote on the measure. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders. NPR's Joel Rose reports they say the current standard is not sufficient to preserve crucial evidence.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants all cockpit voice recorders to capture 25 hours of audio, up from the current standard of 2 hours. The NTSB says that's not enough. The agency cites at least 14 times when lost evidence has hindered its investigations, including the incident last month when a door plug panel blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet in midair. Cockpit voice recorders are designed to capture conversations between pilots and any other noises that might help investigators. A proposal from the Federal Aviation Administration would require the 25-hour standard, but only for newer planes. The NTSB is pushing to retrofit all aircraft with better voice recorders. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Hotter-than-expected inflation report put a stop to a record-setting rally on Wall Street. The Dow had down more than 500 points. Here's NPR's David Gura.
Wall Street had adjusted its expectations that the Federal Reserve would be comfortable enough with the progress it's made fighting high inflation to lower rates in March. But the signs were pointing in the right direction. Investors felt confident there would be rate cuts soon. But the latest economic data suggests that delay could last longer. The consumer price index was up 3.1% on an annual basis. Stocks slid, and there was a sell-off in bonds. Alphabet, Google's parent company, closed down 1.6%. Microsoft and Amazon ended the day down 2.1%. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Dow dropped 524 points. The Nasdaq fell 286 points today. You're listening to NPR. Union workers who play some of the most popular characters at Disneyland in California are talking about organizing. While many workers at the theme park and at Disney California Adventure already have unions, about 1,700 others don't, including the characters who greet guests like Cinderella and Mickey Mouse. Union officials say the performers are seeking union representation to address safety concerns and other issues. Disneyland officials say workers have the right to vote on whether to join a union. A private robotic mission to the moon is set to launch tonight aboard a SpaceX rocket. NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports NASA hopes it will pave the way for astronauts.
The little probe was built by a company called Intuitive Machines. On board are several experiments from NASA, along with commercial payloads, including a high-tech fabric from a sportswear manufacturer. Trent Martin is with Intuitive Machines. He says so far everything is going according to plan.
We're hopeful. It looks like weather is good. Vehicle's good. I think we're going for launch tonight.
NASA is hoping private companies will someday deliver supplies and experiments to astronauts on the lunar surface, but it's a tough problem. Another NASA-backed company saw its lunar mission fail just last month. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
For some late-night viewers, it may have seemed like he never left, but it's been 9 years since Jon Stewart hosted The Daily Show. He made his return last night with some familiar material. Stewart used his signature moves and satire to talk about some of the same political topics he dealt with the last time around. Stewart has agreed to return to his old host job through the presidential election. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.